Hello, my friend. Good morning to you. I come to you this morning unscripted. This is a challenge for me, and I hope that it is also a inspiration for you to just go for it. Sometimes we need to go for it and be unscripted in life. If you're like me, you've been planning. Oh, planning so much, planning out, writing out, listing out who you need to be, what you need to do, what your goals are, And there is so much underneath all of the planning. And oftentimes, when we allow ourselves to run wild, right, to be that wild child, we discover things. We discover wants, desires, guidance, wisdom that's been just hanging out underneath the static of doing. And so I practice and am practicing, and honestly, I'm practicing with you, being more unscripted, being more raw, allowing that guidance, that wisdom, that intelligence down just below the layer of doing. To poke through and to shine through. And sometimes it comes through to me in my journal in the morning. I free write just a page. I just let the pen go. And oftentimes it's surprising what comes out. Like, wow, I didn't know I felt that way. Or I didn't know that that was even a possibility for me. So allow yourself to be the wild child. Allow yourself to express yourself without thinking about it, right? To not craft a message so carefully. There's so much out there in this world that is overproduced. There are overproduced social media posts, right? The overproduced YouTube video, the overproduced just even outfit, right? The overproduced outfit. I have to tell you that when I was in high school and college, I had my two best friends were Kiata and Beth, and we ran together on track team in high school, and we would go out for runs, and then we would later on go out at night, and we would make each other not match. Like if one of us looked too put together, we'd make the person go inside and like scramble the outfit a little bit. We would say to each other, stop matching so well. Stop being so perfect. Be a little messy. And so this series is about that. It's about that for me, but it's my hope that it's about that for you. In my imperfection, in my mismatched words, in my fumbles, in my stream of consciousness, may I in some way encourage you to do the same out there, in there and out there. In a lot of ways you have to start internally, inner, the internal, in the journal, in the meditation, in the free expression on your palette, in whatever your palette, whether it be cooking or art or music or dance or whatever palette you choose, garden, let it be imperfect. Let it be spontaneous. Let it be unscripted and unplanned. And see what comes out. This is how we start to break free of this overproduced society and this need to have it all together before we go out there and share. So, yes, I love it. I love when it's just the wild child comes out. And I would love to hear your wild child. I would love to know what that wild child feels like for you. This is a call for me to you to engage with me. Reach out, DM me, email me. It's all in the show notes, right? Find me somewhere and let me know. Jump on my Facebook Live on Friday mornings and let's play together. Let's be well together and let's set ourselves free together. Thanks for listening. You go out there and have one wild and free day. Be well.